Toby gets to try seafood tonight. Toby's been a very good boy. That's why he's being treated to a lobster feast. He'll put on the classic napkin that all New Yorkers wear. When it's time to crack the ectoskeleton, the ectoskeleton, Toby will have to try seafood some other time. He ran off through a plate glass window, 'cause he didn't understand that an ectoskeleton is simply a skeleton worn on the outside. As in lobsters, crabs, or snails, rather than on the inside like humans. We'll crack some ourselves and bring it home. He's a scaredy cat, but he's still a good boy.
Oh my god, he wrote a book called Why Johnny Can't Read and Ivan Can. Oh my god.
It's the kind of homegrown prejudice no amount of pleading can quell. It's an earthly variation of an afternoon in hell. It's a thousand pointy fingers with crusty, dirty nails. It's the best of tar and feathering when all else seems to fail. It's a million small injustices all adding up in heat. It's a skewer through your liver. It's your life is rotten meat. It's an angry stare, angry word, a spit, a sidelong glance. Just like grade school nerdy kid with floods around his pants. When you're on the shit list, life can be a drag. Once you're penciled in, it's so hard to erase. You could live 100 years and may never go away. Look at Hitler, look at Freud, or molesters of little boys. Even Darwin is on some, and little Sirhan with his little gun. The nasty IRS phone mate, and directors that me 14 rate. And guys who moonlight indiscreet, all adulterers who publicly meet. And Democrats who never win, those who during funerals grin. What did I do to get marked in red? Who put this price upon my head? It seems unspoken, some say it's alive, but the shitless lives in angry eyes. It's microfilmed, copied by tens, it's underlined with Sharpie pens. It's memorized and then destroyed, the information is then employed to break the back of deviates who break from all our normal ways with tiny actions true to spirit, and those who want the truth can hear it. But punishment is swift and sure, the shit lift doesn't work and more. I hereby damn this list to hell, and I'll damn the other list as well. When you're on the shit list, life can be a drag. Once your pencil in, you're forever marked by a world with leaking plastic hearts.
They're empty before you arrive, and they're empty after you go. I often dream of my old place at 11820. Is it still standing empty, waiting just for me? Empty apartments calling to me. Empty apartments clogging my dreams. Could I just drive up some time, find the door ajar, and spend a freezing sleepless night in those empty familiar rooms? I believe that apartments have souls, just like people. I believe that apartments, when they're alone, feel kinda lonely. I believe my apartment has never forgiven me. Empty apartments calling to me.
I should, I'll read you something from that that little meditations book. It's so weird that you said that Anna was getting into this guy. I think it's too scary that I would have the book sitting right there by the same guy. Anyways, here's a good one. I like this one. It says, meditate, dwell on, and practice this daily. It's called The Light of Smiles. I will light the match of smiles, my gloom of veil will disappear. I shall behold my soul in the light of my smiles, hidden behind the accumulated darkness of ages. In the cheer of all hearts, I hear the echo of thy bliss. In the friendship of all true hearts, I discover thy friendship. I rejoice as much in the prosperity of my brothers as I do in my own prosperity. In helping others to be wise, I increase my own wisdom. In the happiness, I shall find my own happiness. Nothing shall blight my smiles. Grim death, disease, or failure cannot daunt me. Disaster cannot really touch me, for within my soul I possess the unconquerable, unchangeable, ever-new bliss of God.
Sole Deo Gloria. Sole Deo Gloria. Sole Deo Gloria. Sole Deo Gloria. Sole Deo Gloria, Sole Deo Gloria. Sole Deo Gloria, Sole Deo Gloria, Sole Deo Gloria.
Gloria.